Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office received a call from the boyfriend of a 31-year-old Eureka woman on Wednesday afternoon, who said that his girlfriend was threatening to commit suicide by jumping off a cliff in the South Jetty Table Bluff area. A deputy located the woman's vehicle backed against the edge of Table Bluff and began searching for her on foot. The deputy found the woman sitting in a tree hanging over a steep ledge on the bluff. The deputy was able to persuade the woman to come down from the tree and determined that she needed mental health assistance. He attempted to put her in handcuffs, but she became combative. The boyfriend, along with the CHP officer, arrived on scene and assisted the deputy in taking the woman into custody. The woman was transported to a local hospital for treatment, and no criminal charges are being sought. A witness to a car burglary in the Mad River Beach parking lot contacted the sheriff's office on Wednesday, and when all was said and done, deputies arrested 45-year-old Anthony George of Fieldbrook on charges of burglary and drug possession. Deputies were dispatched to the Mad River parking lot, and on their way, they received a call from another witness who was following George as he headed eastbound on Mad River Road. The witness watched George ride onto the Hammond Trail Bridge, and a deputy was able to detain him on the north side of Fisher Road in McKinleyville. When deputies arrested George, they located burglary tools, several knives, and less than an ounce of marijuana in his possession. He was already on felony probation for possession of illegal drugs, and he was booked into jail. The Arcata Police Department has solved an arson investigation dating back to August of 2012 when the Fire Protection District responded to an apartment fire in the 2500 block of Alliance Road. Officers had contacted the occupant of the apartment, 30-year-old Jennifer Young, in the downtown Arcata area, and she claimed that she was not at home when the fire started. However, in early July of 2013, investigators learned that Young may have intentionally started the fire. After further investigation, it was determined that Young had probable cause to start the fire, and today Young was arrested and booked into jail on charges of arson. Congressman Jared Huffman is hosting a question and answer session on his Facebook page this Friday. Huffman conducted a similar question and answer session on his Twitter page today, and tomorrow constituents will be able to log on to Facebook and leave their questions or comments for Huffman, who will respond to as many questions as possible. California Highway Patrol officers arrested 25-year-old Arcata resident Rebecca Brooks on Tuesday evening after Brooks caused a two-car collision on Highway 299 just west of Gentoli Lane. Brooks was arrested on suspicion of felony DUI and booked into county jail. Citizens of the city of Fortuna can now pay their monthly water and sewer bills online. The link is available on the homepage of the city's website. For more information, contact City Hall. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the decision by the Board of Supervisors to take part in a statewide survey intended to study the effects of Assembly Bill 109, Prison Realignment, on local communities, they won't have to go too far to get a reaction. Law enforcement leaders from across the country have bemoaned AB 109, which sends nonviolent criminals to county jails instead of state prison. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman said you could see problems coming down the road.
You know, we saw some of the issues with AB 109, the criminal justice realignment. You could see some of those things coming a mile away. So we took some proactive steps to try to get ahead of that. We're getting consumed by the wave like everybody else, but I feel like we've started to put in some infrastructure to deal with that.
With the county jail at or near capacity, people arrested for nonviolent crimes are being sent right back out into the street, and local agencies have to be proactive.
As soon as that jail capacity, you know, as soon as the jail fills, we're going to start bouncing people off the front door. So we started talking about it. We started taking some proactive steps with strengthening our neighborhoods as far as neighborhood watch, crime prevention, and things like that. I think I could have done a better job, though, of saying it out loud to the community over and over again.
Any resolution to AB 109 is a ways off as the state continues to deal with federal rulings about state prisons. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.